is November 7th, 1991.
That's trying to make me sound like a...
No, we're trying to make sure that Mark has good information to rely on, so if you get called to Rio to score some Brazilian film and you're not away from this area of thought, you don't lose some of this procedure, so you can get them back quickly. So I'd ask Mark to do... You took a cotton, as they say somewhere in this country, to this progression of each being prepared with their own fives. You like that sound, the baroque-ish thing of... That's actually more Mozartian in its rhythm, but that progression. So then I said, do one with roots in the bass, and you found the right bass line.
Right.
And then when you started to voice it, you did this, which no one could terribly blame you for long for, but then you realized, you smiled at me as you hit it, you knew it wasn't going to please you. So I said, find a more baroque-ish thing. And then you started to play this, and you weren't satisfied, so you settled on this as a good starting place. Then when you went to resolve it, you went to the bar chord area and looked at it as a bar chord, and I thereby piped in with my two cents as usual and said, use voice leading rather than guitaristic.
So we're not going to use the fifth bass line anymore.
We indeed are going to use the fifth bass line.
You don't want me to do a descending bass on the...
Well, see, the bass line has its own logic. That's why we did it first. I thought that was a given. I'm sorry if that wasn't clear. When I say voice leading, I mean the upper three.
Oh, but, okay, got it.
We already established our bass line as roots. So your smoothest, easiest voice leading.
Sure.
It is the bar chord, it's just missing some strings.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now do the same thing and decorate it melodically or rhythmically. Give it some life. First through rhythm, no melodies. Give it rhythmic life about four different ways. In a baroque sense, not in a Curtis Mayfield sense.
What's a baroque rhythm?
You tell me.
Like that?
Don't they call that chopsticks? Now think seriously, man, how you hear baroque music in your head. Some fundamental temples that you'd like to hear.
I don't know anything about baroque music.
You sure?
Yeah.
Listen to Bach.
Yeah, but.
All right, let me help you. Let's start with a tempo like this. A walking tempo we've seen before, even a little slower. The same tempo as the session, whether they're triplets or just...
Wait, is it 4-4?
Or now, we start talking 4-4. So, just breaking the chord into unison. Just breaking the chord up inside the right hand. Melodic additions. You can start with the octave and then bring it.
Same progression.
Let's talk about the suspension that catches your ear. This note. The suspension in the one chord. By the way, easy to remember what we're doing melodically. We're putting in a few 16ths. It's like a very slow funk group in contemporary terms. Extreme slow breaking or something.
You're saying hold over one?
Sure, yeah, this is a great note to hold into the one.
And then drops down.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so you're going.
Forget the rhythm for a second, and I go over to.
I'm glad we're taping this. Don't feel bad because you'll see it later. You may erase the whole tape later and condense it into a few little things on a separate tape.
Okay, I'll do that.
Record.
You can even hold that pick.
Yep.
Have a 9. Well, I could spend a week just doing that right there.
I usually go to the full bar there and just bring the second finger and the pinky in like that.
I see.
That would make my hand feel more comfortable.
Then go like this.
Yeah, very full bar. It's temporarily cramped and you get out of it real fast.
All right, so anyway.
That's a sequence. You can apply that to each one with the appropriate major or minor thirds on the destination chords at each juncture. So that's one feel. Same thing with eighth note feel. I'm just trying to
get something I can leave.
Turn it up a little bit.
Okay.
Crank it.
The speed of delivery. You've already created a sequence, so carry longer. That's normal. But since we weren't doing that progression, we were going this way. I didn't follow that sequence. Notice we are using lower and major tones because that's just part of the style. Chromatics.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, that's not in B7, obviously. That looks like B major 7 if you analyze it, but we don't hear it that way. Yeah, chromatic lower major tones, ever since the dawn of Western music, seems like they're normal. We just hear it as a breath tone. We don't hear it as a structural harmonic tone. And it's just played weakly.
So someone's playing a B7 right behind you.
Sure, go ahead. It doesn't clash. Sorry. We don't hear it as a structural, I mean a harmonic structure, no. But if you do the upper major tone, that is heard harmonically. I just don't know why, Mark. Students, you know, if you, we do hear the flat 9, and it just stands out. Whether it's right or wrong depends on the individual, but we do hear it's a harmonic tone. Whereas this, I guess it's, one theory would be it has to do with speech, that we dip down, take these breaths, and our voice goes down. I don't know, I honestly really don't know. I really don't care either, right? I just want to know, try to find out what works, you know. It's fun to know, but when I can't find the answer, I'll just leave it that. So, there are a lot of Baroque rhythms. Some of the most fundamentals are these slow growl things. Almost like very slowed down marches or wedding processionals.
Like they can have bass.
Yeah, no, you could have quarters, mostly quarters. A few eighth notes. You can have lots of bass like I'm doing now.
But it's a quarter bass though.
That's correct. You can break the inside into triplets. That's where that tune like that comes in. It's breaking a slow quarter. That's written as 9 though. It's written to save bars and stuff like that. We use it as 9 in groups of 3.
But 3-4 triplets or?
Yeah, 3-4 triplets.
Whatever.
So when you do an honest 3-4, meaning one that we perceive as 3-4, that's more like. Can you hear? Those are 3-4. So if you hear. That's without the bass motion. Thing that's it's just a sped up version of that Jesu Joy Man's Desire.
Yeah, right.
Take that and speed it up. You really hear that strong da 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 da. So really, it's just about subdividing pulses into 2 parts, 3 parts, or 4 parts. You determine how active your pulses are tempo wise and regularity wise. Do you want them to be? Whether the thing is or in each case that we just hear 4 on top of the pulse. 16ths to our latter day way. They might write those as half notes at the bottom. write it as 4-2 sometimes to save all the beams and stuff. And you see a lot of 4-2 in all the music, 3-2. So, that's that. There was something that engendered all this stuff that didn't use inversions. How did I think about it? I'm trying to remember. Well, this is what happened. When we did this, and I said, hold this note.
Right. Take that as a melody, or would you take the 9 out before you change? As you change the
ask
next
that question one. A different way.
Would you go and you'd have the 9
just in the Baroque period? They absolutely resolved those kinds of things at first. As it got later and later, maybe a few guys
kept it.
Maybe I haven't seen any cases that I remember of them just taking it and not resolving it. But to our ears, we don't need to resolve it. I'll just go like that. I don't always go down.
But it could or it couldn't, it doesn't.
That's correct. The main thing is make it loud so it really is heard. A case like this, really it's more correct to go if you're going to minor, but sometimes you don't want to give away that it's going to be minor. So you use that other note, it's okay. That's a little detail, but this note is what the focus is here. Sometimes double suspension, 4 and 9, 11 and 9, if you will.
That's
right. It's not quite the same as their 6-4 chord, the bridge over troubled water kind of thing. Reverb helps these chords sound better. You play them on with no reverb, they just sound like a telly. Not having a particularly good day. It just makes the chord have depth or something. Sorry, I can't put you in. I mean, you're welcome to bring an outboard reverb to the lessons.
Why?
I mean, if you're bummed not having that sound.
No, I'm fine. I can deal with it.
So a good way to get a tune like Drummer Boy off the ground is to use ascending and or descending bass lines, because it just sounds good and you get a Baroque flavor to it.
And you're staying in the key of the song.
Yeah, diatonic at first.
At first, he says.
So then you start saying, you start maybe making the voicings a little more up to date.
So when you say that, when all of a sudden it's four voices, it's going to be like the major sevenths and the minor sevenths and the ninths.
Well, I'm thinking 5 and 6/4 chords now, so like an add 9 chord, a minor 7 and 11.
Right.
Add 9, major 9. It's losing some of the Baroque flavor, but it still has a diatonic thing.
Right. Now it sounds like you're doing a jazz arrangement almost.
Yeah, I would say jazz is. That's more jazz.
Right.
Jazz.
But it's getting jazzier.
No, what it was getting is more harmonically rich. Honestly, it's not jazz per se. If you hear that music on the radio, you just hear rich chords. You don't say, Mark Sear doesn't say that's jazz.
No.
Because it has to have other components.
Yeah. But that's on
not
the way.
On contrary. It's on the way, yeah, it's getting.
So a lot of people, that is big harmony.
This is true. Yeah, it's funny how that is. The word jazz means Louis Armstrong. Guys playing banjo. I mean, it's the harmony on some of those old records. These cats playing banjo chords and stuff. All the way to John McLaughlin playing Spanish stuff, that, you know, and guys playing kind of out fusion stuff. And, I mean, there's so many things now. Anyway, so enriching
this is the
chords,
Carpenters now.
Carpenters is a fit. No, that's very fair to say. Like sophisticated.
Bach rock.
Yeah. Like hip or pop harmony.
Bach rock, David. Late 60s, 70s style.
Absolutely.
Pop again.
And you can sneak in a few classical strict voicings in when they enhance it, when you want those sounds. Like if you hear the second phrase, you can have little falling lines like that.
Jazz.
Yeah, that's cool. That's still classical to me. Kind of fun. If you fall your line in the middle, now what I'm doing is I'm splitting the melody and treating it as a descending inner voice while I keep the bass.
Yeah.
it's like the basic chords. Pop sense. So I went 2, 5, and 2 to 2. Now you can really get voice action in those. In that big sound when you go down in the bass, the melody comes up. Sometimes the melody allows it. So that's like F sharp minor with the 5 in the bass, the 2 chord. 4 voices or even just 3 voices. V6 for the C sharp setup, 5 off the chord, 5 up 2, and then just voice the 8 chord again. So
I don't hear that 5 2 again. I'm not sure what I hear.
Christmas album by Take Six. I know you've heard Take Six.
I got Take Six as first record, yeah, too.
Yeah, I'd heard him before and I was impressed, but this is from another planet, man. And I have what I thought was the best Christmas album I'd ever heard by this group called The Singers Unlimited.
Yeah, those were good.
I thought they were the greatest, but now, I gotta say, Take Six has grown even farther now.
They've amazing things. They have, I mean, not much, I don't know much about vocal, but it seems that they've elevated the art of
I've never heard better harmonies in my life. Yeah, any instrument or any orchestra.
The jazz, their ears are must be just.
Do yourself a favor if you buy that album, and I sure hope you allow yourself enough money to do it because you won't be disappointed.
Oh, I love.
Don't listen to Silent Night first. Save Silent Night for later.
Oh, is it good?
What happened? A student played me this stuff, and he knew. I guess he said, "Play me Hark the Herald and Oh Come All Ye Faithful," which are very great. I mean, really great.
They did some jazz voices with them and stuff?
You'll see. Again, not so much jazz, it's just modern, you know. But then when they get to Silent Night, they pull out everything they knew. You won't believe it. They did that.
I believe what they, because I heard what they did in just their little thing, man. They can play.
Man, Silent Night is just from another world. I'm scared to play it, because I'll end up playing it 100 times in a row if I play it once. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. So I have time.
You haven't heard it yet?
No, I did. Oh. But I mean, I went out and bought the CD, but I'm scared to put it on since I bought it, because if I start.
You haven't heard it, though. You haven't heard Silent Night yet?
No, I did. That's what the guy.
Your student brought it.
He played me 3 cuts, the last of which was Silent Night, and I said, I mean, I sat there, I had like tears and stuff, man. It was so beautiful. And I just said, holy Christ, man. So when I'm saying, though, it's one of those things where once you hear it, you may want to hear it again. Yeah.
When I bought Take Six's first record, I heard about it when I was in school. They just came out. Someone said, "Oh, have you heard this?" No one had even heard of them yet. You know, they just came out. And they brought one. Student brought a tape to class, and I did. I went. This is great. Went home, bought the record. I listened to it about 4 times before I did that. The whole record, just like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I couldn't listen to their stuff for a lot at first. It was so rich. I mean, it was like a lot. Some went a long way.
Voices have that thing, don't they? It's like violins.
God, I mean, it was. But this one is something. Just even beyond what they were.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's probably a good album. I'm waiting for this.
So, how would you go about making this thing contemporary? How do you hear the fundamental chords? If you had to make it, say, a rhythm and blues pop ballad, and make it decent. I don't mean like annoy yourself with the tune. So yeah, how do you hear this drummer boy? What basic, like, give me some basic chords underneath it. The heart and the melody.
I don't know, I have to think about it for a while.
Okay, experiment, I'll turn the tape off. That other recommendation earlier before the tape was on is B.B. King Live at the Regal. Mobile Fidelity just came out with a $28 CD of it. It wouldn't even go that way because it was out earlier for the regular 11, 12 bucks, whatever it is. That's all. Mark was just trying a 1625 on Drummer Boy to try to get, Simon was trying to come up with a pop set of changes. Sophisticated, rich, pretty much diatonic pop at first. And you said it doesn't cadence right, meaning you didn't feel the changes were in the right place for each phrase at one point. So that happens, you either find new changes or before you go that drastic, you change the acceleration pace on the changes you're playing. Either speed up or slow them down so they end up in different metric places. That's called messing with the harmonic rhythm. Remember that
messing,
term?
Messing with the harmonic rhythm. I'll remember that.
Here we go. The second melodic phrase is. In its extremely simplified pop sense. In the folk sense, it would have been 4 or 5.
Oh, I see it.
So we've got. There's a little Mixolydian note there. So it sounds like a 1-11
kind of. Was it a D or something? Or A?
Like D over E7, D over E.
Yeah, good. Good deal. So what am I going to do now? Pick up the chords of that?
Yeah.
Turn the machine on.
Wait a second. And it's got that. So that normally is 4-1 there. So if you're doing pop things, that's still going to be a 5-11. So this thing is like. Flat 7 to the key to the 5 of 5 to the 5. So it's just a question of how jazzy you want those chords to be. Now the same thing as jazz. First we'll keep it in diatonic with occasional color tones like not to go full gung-ho at the moment. Wait, saving it for a second.
We're doing the diatonic. Okay, this isn't a black church. This will work.
Yeah, that would maybe be like...
Okay, this is a Baptist church version, right?
Yes, then. Like D over E to A over E. So it's like 504 to 4 in a functional sense. A over B to E over B, which is 5-1 functionally. That was 5 of 6 to 6. 5 of 5 for a moment, then the half step above the 5.
To the 5-6.
More jazz would be. So long in these changes. We'll add a 3 in front of a 6 and a 4 in front of a 3. 6 dominant. Alter 2. Curtis Rath enough today, that's okay. 7. So, 2, 5, or 4. Got some more. Just forcing my piano player's left hand 3-note
those,
things.
These,
yeah, that pendulum dies, yeah.
They go 2-5, 2-5, 2-5.
In a sense, they really do. Then the next phrase. Maybe we'll head for flat 7 or 3. Yeah, let's aim for 3, so we'll go 1-4-3. Instead or right after, that's the tritone something, E7 after the B flat minor.
Right, okay.
Then you're on your 5. The 5 and the 2 are the same chord to me in this style. This is 2, this is 5 as well.
Right, yeah, right.
This is 5 and 5.
Yeah, right.
So when we go 3, 6, this is 2. If you let it, I'm thinking of as B flat. Dominant.
Yeah,
or you can use the straight. Or you have a natural nine. That's only color now. But it is that kind of piano thing, you know, piano voicing sometimes. These chords really sound so different in their flavor than using all this stuff. So, I guess that's a different spectrum to the ear, the pop. Semi-hyphen pop jazz to some people, and it's a little more hardcore thing with all this.
Sometimes it's different borderline.
Shape. Yeah, that's true too.
Maybe it's the same.
When I hear this change, I think gospel or classical, but you might throw it in there.
Oh, I didn't know that chord.
It's like, yeah. I like to mix it all up sometimes, honestly. It's fun, and I think you'll do that too.
I think I will because
yeah,
I don't know enough about any of the other styles.
No, it's just, you know, like ruled by nature, personality. You don't want all that restriction if you hear something.
So I have to come back to learn the drummer boy in all 12 keys
with
all three styles.
Yeah, country and western for a sagebrush version. Yeah,
and a gospel
what I want you
version.
To do is take a different song as in the song with a simple melody. Come in and play it for me a few different ways.
Okay.
I'm serious. If time doesn't permit, at the minimum, show up with the background chords that you've already checked by singing that would work. If you can't have had time to finger every melody in a few different ways, at least say, we'll hear the gospel backup changes or whatever, pop, or classical, traditional, classical, like Bach, or hardcore jazz, you know, like subtown or urban jazz kind of stuff.
Let's see if I can find another...
Could be anything, be home on the range.
No, I've always thought that folk songs would be good to work with because you remember them.
You do it.
Go ahead. Oh, give it. It's the gospel version.
Yeah. Actually, had the melody. I could have added the melody, I think. It wouldn't have sounded as rich with some arguments.
Use it.
Thursday's still our best day, right?
Thursday. And right now.
Yeah, so December 19th. It's probably about 5 to 6 weeks away, whatever it is. It'll give you plenty of time because you're going to have a big assignment there. We'll go for two hours.
Okay. Two's good.
And it's a Thursday, of course. Yeah, I'm excited for you, Mark, because I think you can do this stuff. You've reached a point now where it's not as mysterious as it would have been 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, mysterious.
And there's mystery there, but you have an idea of how to proceed. You know you could do it. I mean, if you were commissioned, I know you'd do it.
Money.
Well, I just think that it's not necessarily the money, it's the challenge. You like challenges, man. I think challenges, you'd say, fuck, I can do this, man. You'd sit down and force yourself, and they would be paying you, so that'd be an added incentive, of course, if you were commissioned. But
it is funny how the deadlines can make...
Sometimes, yeah.
Creative. I think that's why... A lot of those old composers like Bach and Mozart had, that's how they made their money. They had deadlines, they had kings to please, and church heads to please.
It's fucking true, but it really is. They didn't have too many choices sometimes.
It's like Bach wasn't like an easy street. I mean, he had to work his ass off.
Every Sunday, a cantata at some of his certain periods of his life.
Every Sunday. And
a lot of notes.
It's a lot of notes. And if he didn't have the gig, he might have decided to kick back a little more.
When he didn't have those gigs, he didn't write any cantatas.
He'd probably study.
He was studying. Yeah, what a man. If we could go back and, they do interviews.